Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody who basically wants to do a little bit something different with their life, who wants to be heard, who wants to be sort of rectified, whatever. Who needs to push themselves in a different direction. So I'm listening to all of you right now. I invite all of you who want to make some positive, huge changes in your life. Tune in, right? You are listening to Organic Pimpin', through the ingredients to embody my soul. It's 7 o'clock here on the dot. I am co-host Talk Dude. On the other side of this line is the one and only Comedy Organic OK. Organic, come on. Sound off. Let them know you're here. Organic? All right. Let's go for a while. How about the show? All right. We invite all of you to tune in. Let yourselves be heard, be known. Come on. All of you out there in radio land, get some notice, will you? We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, let me just start you by telling you this. Let me just ask you, everybody out there who's listening, everybody who has ears, who is going to hear this, have you been listening to our program? Have you been tuning in around this time and deciding to change your life for the better, positively, to organically pimp yourself, to nourish your soul? You should. This is a habit of mine. I need to tell this to everybody. You know, you should be doing this sort of thing every day. Let me tell you a little bit of, let me tell you a story. I knew this guy who was just sort of scraping by, okay? He was basically below means, just ways you can't even imagine, all right? He lived in a spare, threadbare apartment, the kind with basically walls that aren't real, that need another coat of paint, furniture that is worn down. Everything was threadbare. That's where that term comes from. You know, you'd imagine a true artiste was living there, but he wasn't a true artiste. He didn't sculpt sculptures or paint paintings. He lived in a space that was barren, the kind we don't have any money, and he was really down upon himself. He looked at himself as utterly, utterly, utterly hopeless. Let me tell you. He always had this aura of depression around him. He was always, his mood was bad. He was just sort of broken. Here was a guy who just thought himself as a lost cause, who really just seemed doomed. He thought, why doesn't life just take me out? Wipe me out? Why not? Why doesn't it? Why doesn't life personally just get rid of me? Why do I exist? He cursed the day he was born. I think early in life he thought he was meant for some kind of bigger things. He was disappointed with where he was, okay? Honestly. He ate whatever he could afford. He lived on fast food and he drank and smoked as often as I'd seen him. He seemed to be trying to hurry the death process along. He didn't have a romantic relationship. I don't think the guy had real friends. I know we're adults, we don't really have friends. You have acquaintances, you have people you see in passing and whatever. That's one of the main reasons that people get married and have kids. Oh, you fall in love, and you want to pass on your genetic material and all that. But the main reason you do it is so you can have a circle with you like when you were a kid. This guy didn't have any of those things. He was so destitute. So without means. Really, he was a guy, a few people knew him as that poor guy. That guy you just see there was really kind of sad, you know? I don't even remember how I met him. I think we were both waiting for the bus or something. But anywho, the whole point is this guy was in bad need of some organic pimping. He needed to get on our program, basically. He needed to sort of turn himself around like we're trying to get to you. You know what? Start pushing yourself. Pimp that. Pimp out what you are. It can't be done. You see, when you're a kid, you kind of pick on the ones who are weak. That's a fact. You look at the weak ones, whatever, and you attack. You know? When you're an adult, in a way, it's not much different. I know in a society we're all supposed to sort of get along, but we're all supposed to work together and whatever, but mostly when you see somebody who seems pitiful and doing whatever, you turn a blind eye to them. You sort of write them off as a lost cause. And sadly, that's what a lot of people had done to this guy. That's what he had done to himself. And that was the nastiest part of all. I tried to help him. Even before I was on this show, I wasn't on the show at the time. The show wasn't running at the time. But there's always stuff out there to help people do stuff. Organic, is that you? Man, he really dropped the ball tonight. All right. Anyway, I tried to help this guy. I talked about stuff. I basically played the part of his friend, gave him some companionship, tried to convince him life is worth maybe living a little bit for, you know? I did all that. I always had this habit of mine. Whenever I saw somebody who was worse off than me, I tried to come to their rescue. It's true. I was just kind of the good Samaritan. Let me tell you something. That can't be dangerous. It can be dangerous to be a good Samaritan. Sometimes they see you. They see prey. They see an easy target. They see someone who can just get knocked down, somebody who basically is too much of a soft touch. But I helped the guy. And you know what? Now that's one of the reasons I'm grateful that we have this show, because it allows us to reach out and help a lot of people who are just like that. We're living in very hard times now, aren't we? Technology is improving, but situations for people are getting worse. Now, honestly, this show can help. You know what? You just got to pump yourself. You got to believe that you can get better. Because you can. Organic pimping. Through the ingredients to embody my soul. That's the title, and that's the mantra, as it should be. What happened to that basically poor soul I told you about? No, I really don't recall. I think he died or something. Point is, so many people out there are basically feeling kind of hopeless, kind of helpless. It doesn't have to be that way. They can personally feed their souls in a way that feels epic, sort of grand. Get better. Get better. I want to invite basically everyone out there once again to call on our show. I know I'm doing this basically. I should normally wait to the middle of the show to do this, but really, call in and let me know what you're going through. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Organic pimping. It can be done. It has so many different meanings, so many different possibilities. Eat yourself healthier. Work yourself out there in a natural way. Distribute yourself. Be your own agent and producer. It can't be done. It can't be done. In fact, it's meant to be. Of course, I'm grateful for this show because I'm often told by Organic himself that I should be doing this organic pimping. I myself feel like I'm in a way of arrested development. Let me just tell you, things have been bad for me. I mean, I seem to be a guy who was just disadvantaged, who was just without means. And the truth is, I didn't think there was any hope. I know it sounds like I'm telling you that the guy I was talking about was me, but he wasn't. I guess people who are basically really pathetic tend to gravitate together, don't they? But I'm telling you right now, like a lot of people, I started turning around and so can you. I'm not sure what to do exactly. I'm not sure what to say. I just want to say, everybody out there listen to this. Okay, there are people who are pimping themselves all wrong. They're distributing themselves in a way that is unnatural. You need self-worth. You need to have belief in yourself. But there are people who are basically so full of themselves, they believe that they deserve more than they're entitled to. I mean, honestly, you've seen, there are certain women who are basically losers, and they especially think they're entitled to a winner. They demand a winner with them because they need to hitch their wagon to a winner. They still believe in the fairy tale. He's going to come along and make her a princess, a queen. It's all going to be sweet and smooth. There are people who basically are too afraid to flat out try. But I want to tell you, and I mean this from the heart, it starts with a little bit of that organic, free-spirited living. Ask yourself what you really need, what you really deserve, what you really want. And basically, start pushing that. You know? Do that. That's a thing.
Now, you've been talking about a message.
Yeah.
I've been, you know, organically rotating in the harvest, and because the harvest grow doesn't mean the roller tin didn't get that. And those out there have been listening, just come do it, know your inducement. Find me the organic, okay? And I like to say, doesn't mean a loss because words have been traveling without you. Some of that is more a reflection of being created. You can hear an echo of something once you create it, but the physical hard form of it or the digital form has lived on beyond the voice that's been left in the echo. Now, talk to you. You've been getting through a message. You've been getting through a point. How you doing tonight? It's October 3rd, another Disabled Awareness Month day, night, morning, mm-hmm. For those that in a different time zone, it's morning time. Now,
still October. Still
October. Yeah. I was just introducing people that's calling or listening from a different time zone where it may be morning time where they're at. That's what I'm referring to. Yeah, so as you were saying, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing much better now, especially that I got into this program. I'm not just basically the host. I'm a member of all this desire to pimp myself organically. That's why I basically wanted somebody else to call in. It would be really great if we could actually know for a fact that we were out there helping a soul.
Oh,
really just
help. You know, help is more of a private experience. You know what I mean? people need truly help, you don't necessarily get to hear the voice, because the voice is meant for you to be connecting to the spiritual helping more than connecting to a conversation that you can get lost. Somebody can tell you about you helping them, and really, the help may not be help, because if they talk about, oh, this person helped me, you must say, oh, well, that person didn't really help you that much, because they could have given you dedicated that, right?
It's 15 minutes after the hour here on the program, 7:15 here on the program, Organic Pimpin', through the ingredients to embody my soul. We invite you to call in and let us know what you're thinking, what you're feeling. Let us help you. Come on, get involved. You can be on the show. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Understand help. Understand how help works. Somebody help me help others. Help me understand you better. Help me understand the message that I'm treating with the diagnosis within your life that this is affecting, that's unleashing the problem and the trauma that you've been dealing with. That means help can be many ways. Help me allow this experience to be organic. Help me just keep it organic and non-cross-contaminated. Help me on those avenues. Some things that you're truly doing, the things you truly do to help the most important people, it's not a lot of people helping when you're helping the best results. Having the best results is organic. And when you help those people, that's important. And that's your job. See, when you try to modify the things you're supposed to do, you can help a lot of people. And guess what happens?
What?
Guess what happens? You can help a lot of people. And what you're doing can be all wasted down the drain. Okay? And you can help the right people, and you see the light become more light. So don't get – now, and that's not saying – listen to me. It's not saying you can't help a lot of people and it work in their life, but you gotta realize a lot of different types of levels of likes, right? So, you know, it's like the right type of person that truly invests in you doesn't have to.
Tell me. You get invested
you have
in
other wealth factors that truly align when things aren't necessarily going as planned. People like that is not even looking as a problem because things are coming as a problem when people really, really work with you. The first problem, they already going to abandon the ship. Think about that in your life. How many people abandoned the ship and didn't know you was beyond their ability? And that's why you so safe. You didn't stay there because you didn't know better. You stayed there because you was better. But they don't realize that because some of the people that you were exposed to get mad because the people that are traditionally are not, they're not actually, they have an access. So when they get someone that's under their radar and beyond their ability, they want to beat you up. They want to emotionally tie you up, emotionally lose your, you know, desire. That's their desires to see, you know. Now, as Talk Dude, you was talking. Now, finish your message. I'm going to be back shortly, very shortly. And I'm going to ask a few questions in regards to what you're talking about. But finish your discussion. I'll be back shortly.
I was doing well for myself. You all know how handicapped I am. I've got autism. I've got Tourette's. I've got ADHD and OCD. I'm bipolar. I've got scoliosis. I've got cavities. I've got a leaky gut. I needed this program. I needed a lot of the programs that he's pushing. That's why I got behind it all, because I did all this personally because I needed to get help and a new life-changing direction, if you will. I wanted to personally just...
Okay. Now, this is what you're not understanding.
What?
If a person you was helping was choking you to death and yelling, what would be more painful, hear them yell loud, or are you choking to death?
Me yelling.
You're not even hearing it. I said, if somebody's choking you to death.
Yeah.
And they're yelling, On top of that, what would be more worse, you choking to death or them yelling?
The choking, the strangling.
So the yelling wouldn't bother you if you're choking and getting choked to death.
Yeah, you wouldn't even think about it. I mean, you're so busy focused in this sort of just strangling. Someone is strangling someone on your pulse right there, choking the life out of you.
So this is what I'm getting at. I'm getting to a point. My point I'm telling you is choking you to death is not the life you're living for, okay? Hearing someone yell is not the thing you're listening for. And the biggest part of what you actually enjoy is things that come in your life that you didn't necessarily think can happen in your life that changed the system of what you actually been creating up to this point and making that system and that component operate in a more, you know, organic system that allow things to happen even better in your life, right? And that to happen doesn't mean you have to have more people listening, okay? That component can happen with just one person. So you keep looking for somebody. Stop looking. Now, on my platform, this has got to be organic. Don't look for nobody. Okay? Don't create that in my space, okay? I don't want that. No one needs to come on the show. No one needs to listen to the show. When it happens, it needs to happen organic. So don't throw that phobia and all that in the air, okay? So we truly help people all the time, not even knowing it. You can't dictate who you help, because people that you help, man, it'd be the person you really need to be helping. So be careful on who you talk about helping.
I'm just saying those that really could use the help could be start organically pimping and all that. And
right.
That it really
now,
could.
Listen to me. When you truly help somebody, guess what?
What?
The person that truly see a bigger vision than your help is not the person you help. It's a person that sees this component can be utilized to others in a way that it can change that system. But the person you help, man, is leading to the people that you really need to be helping, right? So what I'm saying to you is don't give me a phobia of your mindset, okay? I don't want to live in a phobia that's contaminated, okay? I want a mindset where if you don't have the outcome and the resources and the mindset, don't put it in other people's mind, okay?
Okay.
So the thing is, being open doesn't mean that, like this. If somebody comes in your space and they say you're negative, you're not going to do anything in your life, and they were successful, would you think they're right?
I want to not embrace a principle that tries to cut me down like that.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to tell you that you're speaking into the air. It's a power. The power and the will is in the tongue, right? So we just try to take your mic, your voice that normally would not get an airtime, and then you take it and waste it with any positive voices that's draining you. You're never going to be able to have the voice that's hearing your voice that's going to direct you through another tunnel. And that tunnel may not be the tunnel you think. Sometimes tunnel is coming through a stadium. See, people are talking about the tunnel vision, right? But you may be coming through a stadium, right? A stadium, is that a tunnel?
It's not a tunnel. A stadium.
But you're not getting.
No, I get it. It's a tunnel.
Be quiet. Be quiet, because you're missing the metaphor up. And for those, I was trying to tag you into a story, but you're messing the point up. You're making it so generalized that it's missing all the frames of what I'm saying. Tunnels can be at altitudes of greatness. Tunnels doesn't mean necessarily you are losing because you got a tunnel vision. That tunnel vision may be leading up important. That tunnel may be leading up to somewhere very important where others are appreciating you. That tunnel doesn't mean like you're not going nowhere in life. That's what it means. For those who hear my voice, that's what it means. It means you can be bigger than what that label is, because tunnel have different frames of reference. He's going to make my information so generic that it's going to lose the weight. It's going to lose the appetite. It's going to lose the ability to be organic. And that's why you don't allow everybody to be everywhere. That's the thing. You can't have everybody everywhere. You know why? Because everybody ain't meant to be high with you. Everybody ain't meant to be desiring with you. Everybody ain't meant to travel different directions with you. Everybody's not organic. Everybody wants the light and success of what you're doing, but they don't want the rewards that it takes to be there. It's a reward. You know what's a reward? There's no rewards it takes to be where you need to be. You can't have people contaminated feeling that they need to always feel their problem, because what happened is in history show all the people mostly that was the biggest people on earth and normally lose with weak people around their settings. They always say, look close by, because somebody around you could be the person that destroys you, because they weak-minded will destroy you before the things that really will destroy you, you will be able to resolve that. But when somebody around you is weak-minded all the time, you can't really win. It's accessing to the rules.
It makes so much sense. This is what organic pimping is all about. This is what that push is supposed to be. This is a philosophy that is necessary and is needed to every single soul out there. Every single soul. Now, I'm grateful to say I'm part of all this. I mean, I'm part of the organic pimping and whatever. That's why I'm on this show.
No, it's not why you're on the show. You're on the show because October is International Disabled Awareness Month, and I have to make a special show that accommodates a different viewpoint that directs things in a different oxygen level of organic pimping that is being, in a sense, we're using vapor. So the vapor is cleaning the germs, right? This heated vapor. And within the desire of in cleaning these things, we are coming with a new content of a different mindset that don't have to be exterminated. It's being vaporly clean at another way, another appetite of expression. So you're not in vain, other words, okay? You're not in vain, and that is a different experience for those that wouldn't get this experience, you know, and that's why this happened. Because normally, in normal settings, this would be this wouldn't be the best route, because you can't have all these toxic things that somebody's believing hit onto the table, right? Because what happens, no one really gets that many time to make first impressions, okay? So when people make their first impressions, it's a lot to navigate with seeing a lot of things. If one person has to keep making first impressions for one person, will they ever be able to be successful? Maybe not, because it would take some energy on one person. So you have to consider that too, sir. Consider we don't want to waste time on unwasted frames of thinking, because you don't get far with that. All you get is left and lost energy. All right. So I'm pretty much done. My name is Tommy Organic, okay? You've been listening to Organic Pimping Through the Ingredients of Body to My Soul. I'm gone. Everyone, good night and good morning.
You can pick up all our shows off Blog Talk Radio. You know, get involved with the cause. Do something, this Disabled Awareness Month, on the Path of the Disabled. Do something, please. All right, thank you, and good night.